My soul winning tip today is on trusting the Bible. If you could go ahead and turn to Psalms chapter 12. You see, a lot of times when we go out soul winning, we run into people that, you know, they don't know whether or not they could actually trust what the Bible is saying, or they haven't looked into the Bible itself and just whether or not they feel comfortable even trusting it. And this soul winning tip kind of came from me and Brother Remy during the conference. We were out soul winning, and Brother Remy was giving this guy the gospel, and I mean, the guy wanted to believe it. He really wanted to believe it. He just didn't know whether or not the Bible was actually God's word. And so when Brother Remy was finished, I took the opportunity to run through these verses with the guy. And he didn't call upon the name of the Lord, but you could tell he started wanting to believe it. He started getting closer. And hopefully, you know, that guy did call upon the name of the Lord, because he knew the gospel. He understood it. But so these are just a quick rundown of verses that I like to use when somebody is at that point, you know, and then from that, then I can roll into the gospel presentation. So the first verse I usually start with, and a lot of you guys know these verses, that you might even have them in your presentation, but is Titus 1:2. I start with, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." But I don't use it in the sense that we do it as promising eternal life. I use it in the sense that, look, God's not a liar, all right? So if God actually wrote this Bible, then we can trust it. It's not going to have a false truth in it. So point number one is this. You know, we have a Bible so that we can know that we have eternal life. And I use 1 John 5:13. We all probably use that too. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." You know, I use it to explain, look, this Bible was written. It was written by God so that we can know how to be saved. From there, I go to 2 Timothy 3:16. I say, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness. Look, the reason why God gave us this Bible is so that we can know. If you're confused on the Bible, whether or not it actually is God's word, look, it's very clear out of the Bible that it was given to us so that we can know. Point number two is this. Not only is the Bible given to us so that we can know, but it's God's job to keep his word. And I go to Psalms chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of fire, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them." And I explained to him, look, it's not man's job to write the Bible. Okay, God used man to write the Bible, but these are God's words. It's his job to keep the Bible, and we have had it for all generations. Thirdly, I explained to him, the words and the word, as in Jesus Christ, is the same thing. I used John 1:1. "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." Drop down to 1 John 1:14, "And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Look, the word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us. Then I flip over to John 14:6, and I say, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Here, Jesus is actually telling us that, look, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Okay? He is the way of salvation. He is our way to heaven. Then I flip over to John 17:17, and I say, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Here, you have two verses. Jesus is saying he's the way, the truth, and the life. And then you have another verse that says, the Bible is the way, the truth, and the life. The word and the words are the same thing. We can trust them. Flip over to 1 Corinthians 15. Once I go through those three points, you know, we could trust the Bible. It's God's job to keep his word. The word and the words are the same. Then I flip over to 1 Corinthians 15. I say, look, above all that, we also have within the Bible what is called eyewitness faith. And Pastor preached a great sermon on the subject. I learned a lot from that sermon. It was great. But we have eyewitness faith. We have documentation throughout history of people actually witnessing the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, use 1 Corinthians 15, starting at verse 5, and I say, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. But some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. Look, there was many people that saw the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. If all these people saw it and all these people witnessed it, and they're all saying the same thing, and throughout the world, everybody's heard of it, look, it's got to be true. After I go through that, I flip over to Psalms 119, verse 41. And this is where I start rolling into the gospel presentation with them. Psalms 119, 41 says, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Now that verse is very similar to another verse in Romans. Romans 10, 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing the gospel presentation out of the Bible, according to the Bible, the way God wants you to be saved, the way we are to be saved, is through the Holy Bible, through the scriptures, by faith through grace. After I explain all that stuff, whether they take it or leave it, you know, I just start rolling right into the gospel presentation until they want to walk away or hear it. So I hope that helps. I hope we could try to convince more people that have doubts in the Bible as to whether or not they could trust it. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray as we go out today that you place a hedge of protection around us, that you work in our hearts and you give us the words with which you would have us to say. I pray that you open the hearts and the minds of the people we speak to, that we might see people saved today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.